And in return, husband has to learn how to love the wife like Christ loved the church. Amen. And when we do these things, and it's in order, so I know that my husband loves me, right? And he honors and respects me. And I honor and respect him in return. Yeah. And I think that's what allowed us to be married for 27 years.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You know, because of that. It's, and marriage is work. You know, absolutely. But in that journey, you know, I would love to have your husband come on.
This is going to be so.
We're going to have to have your husband come on one day.
Yeah,
so we can kind of talk.
I'm like, I cannot thank God enough for the man of God.
Yes.
That my husband is a blessing unto me, and I'm so grateful. And I know that's for another show.
Yes.
But it is a beautiful thing when we really wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Because he will send the right one. I was 36 going on 30. No, I'm sorry. I was 35 when I met my, or no, 34 when I met my husband, but I was 36 when we got married, I believe. Yeah. 30. No, I'm 37 maybe. And then I was 38, I think, when I had my daughter. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not, you know, you're just thinking.
Right?
And so, but then God is just.
Right on time.
I knew, I just never co-signed with the negative stuff.
Man.
I could not co-sign with the devil. Mm-hmm. I was like, people would talk about, oh, men aren't this, that, or not. I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, listen, I have a good
father.
That's
not my story.
At the time, right before my dad had passed, I have a good father. Mm-hmm. I have a good brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I was like, I know that God has created. There's someone out there.
Just for you.
Just for me. But when I tell you just for me, I'm
Amen.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Such a blessing.
We're going to talk about that another time. You know, but so faith, that's awesome. So, you know, just having faith and allowing God just to shine through your journey as and just in life itself. How do you really allow your faith to shine? Because literally, I think you guys heard me call her sunshine. Literally, Michelle is sunshine.
Oh,
you know, like literally the sunshine in a dark just shines, just lights up a room. Lights up everywhere you go. You just have this aura of the Holy Spirit that just enters in and shines through
you.
How do you keep that going through your faith? Because I know sometimes it gets hard.
Oh,
you know.
Does.
So
it
how
does.
Do you allow that? Michelle, I don't think I ever seen you angry, upset, not smiling. You always have this.
My family will tell you a different story. But it is. I think just first of all, I feel as though God, when I, even from a child, even before I was a born-again Christian, I felt like I was filled with so much love inside me, almost like a bubble about to burst. So that is something God just gifted me with, like that I just love people. I love people so much. And that's why it's, you know, often like, you know, sad when you see people suffering or this, that, but not especially when you want to tell them about Jesus. Listen, because I was, you know, I was a born-again Christian like later. And thank God, you know, my husband was one of the catalysts, but that's again for our other, look for the other one. But I feel as though that just people will say, like, I think I was, we are all going through stuff, right? There's stuff happening or whatnot. Sometimes we're on a, you know, a nice run of, woo, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
This is just, and it feels like a great, you know, great, you know, elevation or whatnot. And then, but then we'll have moments, you know, and we have times. And I think you can probably attest to this. I'm confident you can attest to this, that often we're the people praying for other people. And so it does get, you know, sometimes difficult because even on days where we're not feeling the best or we're not, somebody may call and they may need prayer. And the good part is that God is remarkable because as soon as we get on fire, praying for those other people.
Isn't that amazing how we just, you get to the place where it's like, okay, Lord, now you know what I'm going through right now. And you had her call me, but what do? We put our issues on the back burner and go right
kingdom work. Praying for the other person.
Amen.
And what happens is that you know, again, you just begin to feel so much better yourself just by helping to pray someone else through. But I've, you know, of course, I get angry. I get, you know, whatnot. But I believe the faith, again, is everything because whether it's fear, you know, faith over fear, whether it's remembering to when we feel the anger arising at us, right? But he's the God of peace. He's the Prince of Peace, right? Our Father.
Yes.
No, my Father is the Prince of Peace. Me and my husband used to just be so funny because even when, because I used to be a firecracker, right? So he would say, Lord, touch my wife. He didn't say, I come against that spirit, right? And whatnot. And it would just, I just fall out laughing, right? And then the same thing. If he was getting short with me or something during that, whatever, I say, oh, no, devil, you're not going to use my husband today. Not to, for us to be in a conflict or anything. No. And then he started laughing or something. And you just, it dissipates, you know.
I think about the scripture where it says, be angry, but sin not. And don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because it's like the Lord knows we're going to get angry. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. But don't allow your anger, the sun, to go down on your anger.
Yes.
Be angry, but basically get over it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. But I think a lot of times in that, it helps you have to deal with it.
Yes.
He's saying, be angry, but deal with it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
And a lot of times,
don't stay stuck
there. Speaking it through us, us prophesying over our own life. Mm-hmm. And I only, of course, you know, or speaking over your own life, or however you want to put it, you know, but for me, it's, I may not be feeling the best that day, but when somebody asks me how you feeling, oh, I'm fantastic. Oh,
yes,
I'm phenomenal. I'm excellent.
Yes.
Because it'll bring you into alignment with God's true purpose for you.
You have to learn to declare those things over our life.
And
speak life. Even when you're not feeling your best, you have to learn to press your way even when it hurts. You know, and even when the devil throws you some, like you said, he'll throw those darts at you.
Yes.
But you have to learn to dodge those darts. You cannot allow him to... You know, when he and sometimes some of those darts might get you.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to bounce up and keep on going.
I'm
going to
share a testimony with you, too, because I think I shared with you at one point when I was teaching, I was hit by a car.
Ooh.
And I was not in a car. I was outside walking into the store. Right. And as I'm walking, is an older woman, and she panics and she's backing up, and I said, hey, hold up, and she panics, and so instead of slamming her feet on the brake, she slams her foot on the accelerator. Boom. I'm thinking, this is the end. This is it. I couldn't see a way out, and I said, Lord, not like this. Oh, his mercy. Ooh, his mercy. I said, Lord, there's so much more I know you still have for me to do.
Yes.
And next thing my legs are jammed between her car and three other cars that all were totaled. And she panics again. And then they're like, pull forward. And she pulls forward, and I drop out like a rag doll.
Oh, my goodness.
And thankfully, there's this older woman, and she just comes to me, and she said, can I pray for you?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And she starts praying for me. And then someone asked me about my mother. And all I could think is, oh, my goodness, my mother's going to get this news. And I'm coming from San Diego. Mm-hmm. She's coming from San Diego. My father, they're going to get this news. And but anyway, how the reason I brought that up is because that, honestly, because my legs, both my legs, right?
Yes.
So one was swelled up three times the side because I had a large laceration to the back of my left leg. And then I had a break in my right femur. Screw, you know, titanium rod and the screws and whatnot. And I had to teach myself to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a person who was on the go. I was a person who, like, I was a mover and shaker, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get stuff accomplished. But God will slow you down.
Amen.
And he kept trying to tell me, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, speaks once, right?
Wow.
Slow down, right? And
then
we don't want him to slow us down, right? So it was, it just taught me so much about faith.
Amen.
Because I got depressed because I was always on the go, right?
And you didn't know what to do now that you had to slow down.
Oh, my goodness. But also, and then people are there all the ways at first. You know, thank goodness I had a wonderful family. I couldn't even go up the stairs. I lived in Lamar Park, couldn't go up the stairs to my own apartment. And so my aunt and my grandmother, thank God for them.
Yes.
They lived in Torrance, and they were like, come here. Mm-hmm. And I did. And so they really helped me. Oh, my goodness, did so well. But, people come, like I said, for the first weeks or something, everybody's coming, and then all of a sudden, nobody, you know, like, people have their own lives, right? And so, but I really started, you know, to get depressed. And so we'll go through those dark, and it was really a challenge. But therapy, again, back to, I think you and I were talking about the importance of it. And my sister was like, I think you need to go see a therapist.
Yes.
I was walking slow in the mall on my crutches and everything and whatnot, and her and my aunt were walking fast, and I was like, and I think I had a little, you know, I started crying or something, and she was like, I think you need, she said, because really, if you think about what happened to you, that's traumatic.
Amen.
And I didn't realize I had gone through like a trauma. And so, you know, just to say that again, we will have our difficult times. Yes. That was a really tough and challenging time. But God pulled me through.
Amen.
He will pull us up out the mirror and the mire. He'll set our foot upon the rock. Amen. Because we know the plans that our God has for us. Mm-hmm. They're plans of good and not of evil. Plans of prosperity and not of calamity. To give us a future and a hope.
Yes.
And so I think that's what most important is just us remembering to stand on His word.
Yes.
Because the challenges are going to come.
Yes. It like will definitely, said, right? definitely. They're gonna come, but don't let them challenges break us.
Come on,
you know. And if we get broken, God is the one who knows how to build us back to just put us back together.
Yes, yes.
And
does.
I love that in our brokenness,
yes,
He will put us back together and bring victory out of our life. I thank God for those broken seasons. Mm-hmm. I think in the brokenness of God, I think that's where I really learned to embrace Psalms 23.
Right,
you know, where He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. But He make me to lie down in green pastures." Pastor, I really feel like as we lie down, he can't restore us until we get to the place where we're still. So you had to be still, but it's green pastures. He makes it really comfy and cozy for you. But as He breaks you in that season, you're able to just really cling unto Him and hear His voice and get to know Him. That's why He said the sheep,
so beautiful,
they go astray, but He goes back. He draws them back. Yes. That's why He's our good shepherd.
He's our good shepherd. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for being that good shepherd.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for breaking me the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're only the one who knows how to heal me. But through the healing, you're speaking to me. You're building me.
Yes.
I just love Him.
I love it.
He's amazing.
That was beautiful. You broke that down.
Oh, thank you. I just love it. I think the breaking of when He breaks us is one of the best things He can ever do for
us. Absolutely.
But allowing ourselves to be broken by Christ. Allowing ourselves to get to that place where we're like, oh, He's breaking me.
But
He's making us.
Yes, right. And to not get sunk in it, but try to ask, Lord, what is it? Because that's what I
did. I do too.
Oh my goodness. I had to. I was like, wait a minute. There's something. I know there's a lesson here. Because I was like,
what are you trying to teach
me? And then I remembered. I was like, oh, He told me to slow down. He told me to stop staying at night until 9 o'clock at night trying to do, you know, at the time I was teaching teacher stuff or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And my principal would tell me, she's like, you need to leave. She's like, it's too late. It's dangerous to be here this late at night or whatnot. But you know, you're trying to get it done. You want to deal with the babies. Mm-hmm. Take care of everything and make sure you got everything taken care of them. And even on that day, before I stopped off the store, the Holy Spirit had said, keep going on.
Isn't it amazing how He warns us? Oh my goodness, I'm suffering to this day because of my disobedience. I was trying to take a picture. I was with my mom. We had went out with her first husband.
Okay.
And my daddy had passed away, and my mother's first husband has passed away too. Oh my God, I just lost him.
So sorry.
We were a family. We was all close. That's one thing I love about my mom.
Isn't that beautiful?
It was no step. It was we were just close. Yeah. But my dad was gone, and he came to visit us, and he took us out to lunch. And I wanted to take a picture of him and my mom, but the Holy Spirit said no. And I was like, why would God say no? This is nothing. Mm-hmm. And I trip and fail. And to this day, I'm suffering because of that fall. He wasn't telling me not to take a picture for what my mind was telling me he was saying it for. It was because I don't want you to trip and fall on this. Because it's going to hurt you. You're going to suffer. You're going to feel the pain years later of that fall.
Wow.
And so disobedience, you know, we have to learn to, when Holy Spirit is saying things to us, listen.
Right.
And don't try to figure it out because He's all knowing.
Right.
You know, it don't matter.
But I think that comes with our maturity.
Yes.
Because you know, like I said, I became a born Christian, you know, in my adult life. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I knew about the Lord. Mm-hmm. I knew about Jesus. But I did not become a born again Christian until later on in life. And as I was a babe in Christ, and I may still be, but I, you know, it wasn't as much understanding to be still and or to wait on God and then as I've grown to listen because we're moving sometimes so fast and or we're playing stuff all the time, right? So whether it's the music or the
distractions,
praise and worship is good or all.
But sometimes silence, he needs
silence. Girl, my daughter will tell me sometimes, mommy. Silence. I was like, okay, all right. So the Lord's speaking to you. But it's true. You just need sometimes quiet. But we learn that later sometimes. I know I did.
Me too.
To be still, learn how to be quiet. And to listen to the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
Because he will never direct us the wrong way.
No.
You know, and it doesn't have to make sense to you. Right. It doesn't, matter of fact, I don't even care if it makes sense to me, as long as it makes sense to him. Okay.
Exactly. How many times have we embarrassed or felt like we were going to embarrass ourselves because we were going to say something or God told us to do this or do that. And, but you have to be obedient because we've known the times where we haven't.
Yes.
We've experienced the difficulties when we are not obedient or the stagnation or the delays or whatnot because of our own disobedience.
Yes, our own disobedience. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
So I think that it's very important for us in life just to have that faith in every part of our walk so that we can walk in obedience. We can walk in learning how to be still and just learning how just to trust him no matter what it looks like. Right. And how, even though how we went through the challenges even as a young age, like with the reading and the different things that we went through, it didn't stop us. Mm-hmm. Even as children, we had endurance.
Right.
We was like, we're not gonna quit.
Right.
No matter what you throw at us, devil, we're not gonna quit. No. We're gonna be who God has called us to be.
Absolutely.
And I think he put that inside of us, that fight.
I agree. Because I couldn't probably verbalize it or articulate it maybe when I was younger, but I just felt it. Mm-hmm. I felt it so strong. I felt like, and I remember one time telling even a counselor, I think when I was in high school, and she was like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to heal the world. I want to, I can't remember, it was something big like that. And she's like, well, one person can't do that.
Yes.
And I,
little did she know.
Right. And it's even sad that people feel that way, but together with everyone living in purpose.
Yes.
Just think about it. If every person that was supposed to sing, we know people that can sing and have beauty. I'm not one of the blessed. I'm not one of the blessed. Right.
But,
with song.
But we have other things.
Right. We have other gifts. So we're not. And so when you and you're just seeing they never use it and you're like, oh my goodness.
And it's so funny because we were talking earlier as we were preparing and you mentioned something and it's a statement that I'm just totally love. That you mentioned about Miles Monroe. Dr. Miles Monroe.
Oh, my goodness. His
blessings, his legacy is still here on earth.
So
I just thank
amazing.
God for him. He was a legend.
Oh, yes.
And I just love him, a mighty man of God. But can you share with us again? Because I live by that statement, but I would like for you to share it because you just brought it up
absolutely.
Earlier.
Absolutely. I just always, that Matthew 25 convicts us, right?
Yes.
And how it even more convicted me is when I heard Dr. Miles Monroe sharing, he said, listen, the richest places in the world, where do you think they are? And he would always put people, because he shared it so many times, right, in different forms and whatnot. Oh, where do you think they are? And then people are guessing and guessing and guessing. And he said, the graveyard.
That messed me up. That messed me up.
Ooh, it sends chills because we all know how true it is.
Mm-hmm.
That there are people that have died with their, you know, poems in them, their books in them, their films or their, you know, dance.
Yes.
Their songs, right?
Mm.
Whatever expression it is that God has blessed and equipped you with, that if we're not living it, if we're not sharing it, you know.
You're bearing it away.
We're bearing it away.
And people who were supposed to be blessed by your gift never got it because it's in the graveyard.
It's absolutely.
When I heard that, I said, oh my God. It gave me, I'm going to be honest with you, it's right when God was shifting me to move into, even during this podcast.
Wow.
And I remember cleaning my room. Yes. It was during the pandemic.
Yes.
And I remember cleaning my room and getting out my closet and getting some things organized.
Yes.
And I remember listening to Dr. Miles Monroe, and I remember him saying that statement.
Love him so much. And
I said, oh my goodness. And I said, I do not want to be one of those ones who buries. My purpose is buried.
Right, right.
I did not live out my dream and the gifts that he has called me to do. I wanted everything I want to say. I want the Lord to say to me, my good and faithful servant.
Yes. And that's what that's exactly it. Because that whole Matthew 25, where he says, what he's called wicked, you wicked. I was like the one who buried their gift.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, do not want that to be me. And speaking of which, is like, you know, I was sharing with you. So, you know, I've been doing real estate probably for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then God started just stirring up in me again, like because I did spoken word before.
Yes.
I would share poems, and I had the honor of a friend of mine pass, and her husband asked me, would I do her eulogy?
Man.
And And she is a dear friend. And I said, oh my gosh, I've never done anything like that mm-hmm. before, but I prayed about it and whatnot. And and was able to do that. And I shared a poem while I was there. And there were several people that came up afterward, like, oh my goodness, I need that.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, if I could hear that every day. And even my friend who passed away, she had asked me to, which I did, leave it on her voicemail.
Ooh, look at God.
While she was going through, because she ended up having a tumor. And that, you know, could not be, that was, you know, that she ended up passing from as a result. But she was like, can you please leave that on my voicemail? And and so it was, but so he's been urging in me to, like, that I have to as well do those things, right? So finish and complete and share those with the world as well. So whether it's film, whether it's poetry, whatever, that is still inside of me. It's not for me.
It's for others to be blessed. It's for others to be blessed. Because I love the title of your film that you did.
Let's Talk. Oh, yes. I actually brought a copy of it, too. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's been a minute. Yeah. So, but yeah.
But now God is doing some other things.
Absolutely, yes.
He's doing a new and fresh thing.
He is doing a new thing. Yes. In fact, news in the title.
Ooh, look at that. I know that. Okay.
Yeah, you're prophetic, Robin. Yeah. You know that. But yes. And so me and my sister and I working on a project that we had together and that we wrote together. And so, so he wastes nothing. He wastes nothing. Amen. But as back to the point of, I'm telling you, because I used to work for Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. I used to work for HBO back in the day and different. And so, again, that'll look like worldly success. Mm-hmm. But when God told me to pivot, mm-hmm. I had to pivot.
Yes.
And I the way it happened is I ended up becoming a teacher. Mm-hmm. And again, how you said things will be easy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is back in the day, of course. Mm-hmm. And so it's so funny because when I lost that title, mm-hmm. people, oh my gosh, I got so many phone calls like, why would you leave Nickelodeon or why would you do this and that or whatnot? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure some people felt like it was a step down, mm-hmm. but God, he does everything on purpose. Mm. He does everything on purpose because from that, I ended up leaving, right? And it was he shifted me, and so I was teaching, mm-hmm. and we would have, this is back in the day, we would have like 4 months on, 2 months off, and I was writing, mm-hmm. and I wrote a script, mm-hmm. and for BET. And that's how I ended up doing Let's Talk. Won a screenwriting competition. That little girl that had a hard time reading, right? But I won a screenwriting competition and ended up getting money to make and produce the film.
Look at God.
And and that film alone was just a blessing. And that was a gift from God. I had so many people, so much favor on that film. Like, just God would send all the right people and just amazing talent and behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. It was a complete collaboration. Amen. Nothing I could have ever done on my own.
I think any success, it takes a team.
Right?
If you're really going to be successful, it takes a team to get things done. Amen.
Praise God. Wow.
And I love how you shared that. Wow. And I think about how when you shared it, it brought me back to when God told me to close the salon. People thought it was like negative. It's like, did you close because of the pandemic? No, I didn't close because of the pandemic. I would still be there if that was the case, because God kept my doors open even through the pandemic. I closed because it was time for me to do kingdom work.
Yes.
You know, it was time for a shift. But it didn't matter what they thought. You know, I don't really care. But it was brought to me. Did you close because of this? No.
Yeah.
And they would say to me, I'm sorry. Right. Like, why are you sorry? This is a good thing. People were saying, I'm so sorry you're closing. Don't be sorry.
It's
happy.
Perception. That's the whole thing. It's mm-hmm. And that's back to worldly kind of perception versus spiritual and what God is, mm-hmm. you know, doing and moving through us. And that's why we cannot be concerned with what the things look like outside to the world, but mm-hmm. we have to be concerned with what's important to Him.
Amen. And recognize that we are ambassadors of Christ. Ooh. We are ambassadors. Yes. And when you are an ambassador of Christ, you got to learn how to pivot. whatever direction you have for me to go, you have to yield to that.
Yes, yes,
and say yes. And we were sharing how everybody doesn't say yes.
No.
You know, learning to pivot and change. Yeah. It's not always easy, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's really so worth it.
Our spiritual walk is worth it. Our spiritual journey is worth it. Thank God for the world's view.
Right.
Absolutely. And the world's accolades and all these things. But I'd rather him tell me one day, my good and faithful servant, you've been faithful for a few things, but I will make you rulers of many.
Yes.
And I want him to have said to me, well done.
Amen.
Well done, Michelle. Yes. Well done, Robin.
That's all I need.
Well done.
Just
well done. At the end of the day.
Because none of it matters if it's not for his glory.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it looks like to anybody else.
As long as he has peace.
As long as
it brings him joy.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We want our life to bring him joy.
Yes.
So if you was to close today, you know, what was one thing that would you like to leave with the guests?
Oh, that's a good question. Just that we are created for divine purpose.
Amen.
That not one of us, I don't care how you think you got here, what you think happened, if it was an accident or not. It was not. I promise you. And I don't make promises. I always tell my daughter, the only person who can make promises is God. Because the promise is a covenant. But I know that God brings us here for divine purpose, for great purpose, to do his work and his will. I do the will of the one who sent me, right? So if we recognize that within ourselves, if we, whatever those giftings are, they'll show up multiple times, throughout our life. But if we can grab hold of those and move in that capacity, I believe that he will be, you know, proud of us.
He's proud of our children. I believe that God looks down and says, it's good. He sees goodness in us when we're doing his will. He's smiling on us when when we're walking in our purpose and doing the things he's called us to do. Amen. Thank you, Michelle. This was so great. Thank you,
Robin. I'm so grateful to be here. Grateful always to be in the presence of the Lord and to be with another kingdom builder. And may we just continue to do his work and his will. And I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
As we leave you today, we want to leave you with, I am an ambassador for Christ.
Amen.
We are
ambassadors
for Christ. I am an ambassador for Christ. Are you an ambassador?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining us.
I love
you, Michelle.
I love you too.
Thank you for joining us. And just, if you would just remember to share, comment, like, and just let the world know that we are ambassadors of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And just be encouraged. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Over Facts. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We have new episodes every Friday. If you would like to support the ministry by donating or purchasing Faith Over Facts merch, please do so by visiting my website, robinreneeministries.com. See you next time. Bye-bye.